It's over 10 years since British troops were first committed to the region. Now, in 2011, 383 have lost their lives, many more have been injured. But the men and women of Three Commando were guests of the all-parliamentary group on the armed forces. Their poignant presence today not missed by MPs gathered.
It's a real leveller as somebody who's an ordinary member of parliament to see these real brave servicemen return from duty.
That's Nigel Adams, Conservative MP for Selby and Ainslie.
We owe them more than we could describe. It's incredibly inspiring to see these brave men and women.
Of course, for some MPs, this is very close to home. Deputy Speaker Lindsay Hoyle is himself a member of the Territorial Army.
Parliament takes the decision. In fact, it's the MPs that voted for people to go to Afghanistan. Mm. And when we have conflict, so therefore it's only right that we see Three Commando today parading before the House, along with the colours and the band, I think of no better place, and actually show the solidarity of Parliament to our armed forces and armed forces coming to see Parliament as well. I think it's good. This is good for the country, and it is good to see the recognition that they richly deserve.
Oliver Coville is Vice Chair of the All-Parliamentary Group on the Armed Forces and MP for Plymouth, Sutton and Devonport.
They have put so much dedication and hard work into their campaign in Helmand that I am thrilled to have this opportunity to have welcomed them back. These are the boys and girls who we're actually sending out, and in some cases, unfortunately, sending them to their death.
And Labour MP Steve Pound says this is indicative of a changing attitude in the United Kingdom.
I think what we've done now is we've recognised that people who are prepared to go out and put their lives on the line for this country are worthy of recognition and respect and support when they return to this country. And the old Tommy this and Tommy that and chuck him out the brute, you know, the old Kipling line, just doesn't apply anymore. So for me and for a lot of people, seeing the finest fighting forces in the world marching through our capital city is a source of pride, but it's also, above all, a sense of gratitude for those who wear the Queen's uniform and put their lives on the line for us all.
Government has pledged to withdraw all combat troops by the end of 2014. Despite major cuts to the defence budget, the job of Three Commando until then remains to train up the Afghans to fight for their own freedom. It is perhaps only this freedom that will offer some consolation to the families of the 383 who have laid their lives down so far. Sean Dilley, Talk Sport, Westminster.